Voters in Kenya go to the polls tomorrow to choose a successor to President Daniel Arap Moi, who has ruled Kenya for the last 24 years. Moi is one of the last of Africa's big men, post-colonial presidents who tightly controlled their countries. A constitutional amendment prevents him from seeking another term. So at the age of 78, Moi is finally stepping down. From Nairobi, NPR's Jason Bobien reports on Moi's legacy after nearly a quarter century in office.
Over the last 24 years, no one person has had a greater effect on Kenya than Daniel Arap Moi. Moi shaped Kenya into what it is today, and many in this country of 30 million people feel this is exactly why he must leave office.
Right now, I've not been employed anywhere because of the status quo of the country's crisis status.
Nathan Yogo graduated last year from the University of Nairobi with a degree in economics, but he says there's no work in Kenya. Yogo says Moi and Moi's ruling Kenya African National Union, or KANU party, looted the country's resources and caused the country's long economic decline.
Everybody in Nairobi in particular do not want to hear about KANU, and specifically about the President Moi. You talk about Moi, everybody gets mad.
Moi came to power in 1978 when the East African nation's first president, Jomo Kenyatta, died. At the time, Kenya was essentially a one-party state. Moi consolidated power further, crushed dissidents, and through a system of political patronage, surrounded himself with yes-men. His detractors say he's a ruthless dictator who jailed and tortured his opponents. His supporters say he's brought unity and relative peace to a nation comprised of more than 40 tribes. It wasn't until 1992, under strong pressure from Western donor nations, that Moi allowed multi-party elections. But the elections were a disaster that left hundreds of people dead and led to accusations that Moi's political machine rigged the results. Moi, who never went to college, rose in the 1980s to be one of Africa's top diplomats as the chairman of the Organization of African Unity. But under Moi, Kenya came to be known as one of the most corrupt nations on the planet.
I think the Moi years, especially the last decade of his tenure, is a dark period in Kenya's history.
John Githongo heads the Kenyan chapter of Transparency International, an anti-corruption group. Githongo says multi-party politics scared Moi. Preceding the 1992 elections, Githongo says, Moi attempted to fill the KANU party's coffers.
And that period led to a series of corruption-related scams orchestrated by senior people in the government that, from which the Kenyan economy has never recovered.
Those scams, known as the Goldenberg scandal, may have cost Kenya as much as $500 million. At the time, the government was offering tax rebates to companies exporting non-traditional goods. Just before the election, a company appeared saying it wanted to export gold. Even though Kenya has no gold mines, the government granted hundreds of millions of dollars in export rebates to the firm. Investigations have shown that the deal was put together by Moi's top aides. The cash was never accounted for, but Githongo and others say the money went to the KANU party, which was and still is headed by Moi.
A lot of those resources were not only used to make people rich, to buy them big cars, nice houses, and that kind of thing. A lot of that money was used for political purposes, to pay for loyalty and that kind of thing. It's a very expensive process.
And corruption under Moi didn't just occur in the upper echelons of power. Kenyans complain that they must pay bribes on a regular basis to policemen, municipal authorities, and government clerks. In recent years, Moi's failed economic policies have become unsustainable. Kenya's once vibrant economy is in ruins. Joblessness and crime has risen. Average incomes have plummeted below a dollar a day. And AIDS has ravaged the population. David Makawi, who runs the Media Institute in Nairobi, says Moi tried to be a benevolent dictator, but didn't have the skills to run a modern nation-state effectively.
If you look at Moi, down at the bottom of his heart, he's a pretty human person. He doesn't like to see suffering. He gets touched, he's moved, he's emotional. But when he's pushed to the wall, he has a vengeance that is like that of a wasp.
There's a fear among some people that should KANU win the election, Moi will try to continue to pull the strings of power. Moi anointed the 41-year-old Uhuru Kenyatta as the KANU presidential nominee, even though Kenyatta has never won an election. Kenyatta has spent much of his campaign insisting that he won't be a puppet for Moi. President Moi says he's really leaving and plans to work to broker peace in war-torn parts of East Africa. Earlier this month at a rally in Nairobi, Moi appeared to be wrestling with his own legacy. He told the crowd that he forgives those who have wronged him over the years. And then, in the closest he's come to admitting his own misdeeds while in office, he added that he hopes those who he's wronged can also forgive him. Moi's 24 years as president of Kenya officially end on January 5th. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Nairobi.